Hello, this is Jim Ryan at Community Radio Yall, and you've just heard part of the sparkling overture to Mozart's comic opera, Così fan tutte. Of all the operas I cherish, I have a special place in my heart for the operas of Mozart, that god of music, as Charles Gounod called him. His four operatic masterpieces, among them Così fan tutte, have been acclaimed as not only among the greatest of all operas, but among the greatest musical works ever composed. And Così fan tutte is full of delightful music and great comedy. It's the featured opera at the Lismore Opera Festival on Friday, June the 3rd and Saturday, June the 4th. Saturday night's performance is sold out, so I hope opera lovers will snap up the Friday night tickets while they're still available. The festival also has a very attractive programme of concerts and recitals. This is the sixth year of opera at Lismore. Don Giovanni, The Barber of Seville, The Magic Flute, The Marriage of Figaro and, last year, Rossini's La Cenerentola were all splendidly performed at this lovely venue. And although I've seen The Marriage of Figaro at the Salzburg Festival in Glyndebourne and at Covent Garden, I never saw a more marvellous production of that wondrous opera than Lismore gave us in 2013. Of Così fan tutte, Dennis Forman writes, "The sweet music is the sweetest and most passionate that Mozart ever wrote, and unlike any music in any other opera. It includes the Act I Farewell Quintet, the Cam C Trio, and Ferrando's beautiful aria about love. These items haunt the ear just as phrases from the love poetry of Antony and Cleopatra and Twelfth Night haunt the mind. All the music is good, and when it is very good, it is perfect." The story of the opera, set in Naples, is very easily told. The cynical old Alfonso makes a bet with his two young soldier friends that their fiancées, whom they see as constancy personified, will, in their lover's absence, surrender to the wooing of new suitors. The men disguise themselves as suitors and woo the women ardently and, in the end, successfully. Alfonso, with the help of the maid Despina, wins the bet, and that's it. The curtain rises with two young soldiers, Ferrando and Guglielmo, singing of the loyalty of their fiancées, the sisters, Fiordiligi and Dorabella. "My lover would never betray me," they sing. "Ah, you're a fool if you believe in women's faithfulness," sings Alfonso. They take offence and draw their swords. And here's the lively opening trio.
Capace non è, fidei quanto bella, il cielo la fe, fidei quanto bella, il cielo la fe. La mia Fiordiligi tradirmi non sa, tradirmi non sa, uguale le credo, costanza e beltà, uguale le credo, costanza e beltà. Coi crini già grigi, ex cattedra parlo, ma tali litigi finiscano qua, ma tali litigi finiscano qua. L'ho letto ci avete che infine ser fanno, provace dovete se avete onestà. Fai prove lasciamo, non le vogliamo, fuori a spada, fuori a spada, fuori a spada, canta onestà. O pazzo desire, sul vivo mi tocca, o pazzo desire, lascia per di vostra fissa di un argento ma che coro che torto le fa e lascia per di vostra fissa di un argento ma che coro che torto le fa che torto le fa che torto le fa che torto le fa che torto le fa.
"Ah, calm down," says Alfonso. "Let's not fight about it. Let's have a little bet instead. 100 gold pieces. "Agreed. There are two conditions. The women must know nothing about the love test, and the men must do precisely as Alfonso says." Ferrando and Guglielmo think they have easy money, and Alfonso joins them as they sing of lavishing their winnings on their heroines. They sing this lovely trio again, their second trio, Una Bella Serenata. In Lismore, the recitative or spoken singing will be given in English, helping us to follow the story and to enjoy more fully the comedy in the opera. The rest will be in Italian. This approach has worked very well in past Lismore productions. Scene 2 finds the lovesick sisters gazing rapturously on portraits of their heroes. "We're the luckiest girls in the world," they sing. But perhaps they give hostages to fortune as they sing, "If this heart of mine ever alters, may love make me suffer while I live. Ah, guarda, sorella, oh, look, sister, on this lovely portrait." And here is their duet with Mozart's beautiful orchestration. Lovely singing there by the sisters, and also lovely music. But their world is turned upside down with Alfonso's shattering news. Their men have been called up for military service. The sisters are inconsolable, while Alfonso tells the audience he's having a great time. A military band approaches. "What cannot be cured must be endured," advises Alfonso. "A farewell quartet. Be sure to write often, my love. Love you forever, my darling," becomes a quintet, with Alfonso singing, "If I don't laugh, I'll split my sides." And here is the much-loved farewell quintet and the choruses send off.
Oh,
The scene ends with the boat leaving the shore, and Fior de Ligi, Dorabella, and Alfonso sing one of opera's most enchanting trios, Soave sia il vento. May the winds be gentle, may the waves be calm. Mozart at his most magical, as he lavishes beautiful, solemn music on what is, after all, a near-farcical moment. The great English writer on music and cricket, Neville Cardus, wrote of Mozart, "It's astonishing that any human should have written music for the angels." Perhaps he had that trio in mind. Trio Soave sia il vento from Act 1 of Così fan tutte. Music for the angels, surely. The Lismore Opera Festival has a school's education and development programme whereby children from local schools attend the opera's dress rehearsal. There are pre-opera talks also at 6:15 and 7 p.m. each evening. On Saturday, there is a 2 p.m. lunchtime recital in Capoquin House with members of the cast singing a selection of well-loved operatic arias and duet. On Sunday at 12 p.m, there is a recital in Salterbridge House with students from the Cork School of Music singing more operatic favourites. These concerts are always very enjoyable. Meanwhile, the sisters are pining for their absent loved ones. They only differ in how each wants to end her life. The sword for one, the poison for the other. But Despina has little sympathy for them. The woman who trusts men is a fool. And anyway, there are plenty of fish in the sea, she suggests. Alfonso and Despina strike a deal. She gets 20 crowns for her connivance. He introduces the Albanians, so-called, to them, but the females angrily send them packing. They sing a lovely sextet, which encompasses a very wide range of emotions.
Alla bella Despinetta vi presento amici miei, non dipende che da lei consolare il vostro cuore. Per l'amor che io lo faccio, per quei rai di grazia pieni, fa che voglia
che sembianze, che vestiti, che figure, che mostanti, io non so se son ballacchi o se turchi son costor. Ballacchi, turchi, turchi, ballacchi.
Che ti par di quell'aspetto?
Schietto, schietto, hanno muso fuor dell'uso, per antito tutta, che figure, che mostri,
una cosa che è decisa,
io non so se son ballacchi,
se non c'è più la visa,
se turchi son
ciascuno, non è più l'ultimo,
io non so se son ballacchi, se turchi son costor, io non so se son ballacchi, se turchi son costor.
Ecco l'istante, fa con arte, io qui m'ascondo.
Ragazzaccio preoccupante, che felice si leggende, ragazzaccio preoccupante, che felice si leggende, così mi gente, così mi gente.
Then Fiordiligi has one of her two great arias in the opera. Begone, you fight a hopeless cause, is her unyielding message to the men. We are faithful unto death, unmoved as the rock remains unmoved. My spirit is still strong in its love, she sings. Come scolio immota resta is one of the loveliest of all soprano arias, and a strenuous test of the singer's voice and technique. And here it is.
Love.
That was the lovely Come Scolio, sung by the great soprano Elizabeth Schwarzkopf. And we'll be back soon with some more lovely music from Mozart's Così fan tutte, the featured opera at this summer's Lismore Opera Festival. And you're very welcome back. Così fan tutte is today one of the most performed of all operas, but it was for a long time the most neglected of all Mozart's great operas. It wasn't performed in America till as late as 1922, 132 years after its Vienna premiere in January 1790. In 1800, a German critic dismissed it as absurd and frivolous. The composer, he wrote, had wasted heavenly melodies on such a worthless libretto. While today very few would disagree with the heavenly music claim, the libretto is seen as one of Lorenzo de Ponte's most ingenious creations. And the opera is seen as a profound examination of the human heart, and as, perhaps, its composer's most perfect opera. The director, Peter Hall, describes it as this most serious of comedies. George Bernard Shaw, a wonderful writer on music, wrote, "Mozart was the greatest of all composers. He taught me how to say profound things and at the same time remain flippant and lively." Profound, but flippant and lively, that's Così fan tutte. In a short aria which leads to a trio, Guglielmo pleads their cause further. "Don't be shy, make us happy, be loving with us." But he sings in vain as the sisters simply walk away. Alfonso seems to have lost his bet. In a lovely trio, the laughing suitors sing, "It's all over, you might as well pay up." But Alfonso says, "Just you wait, this game isn't over yet."
Due lampi amorosi vibrate un po' qua. Felici rendeteci, amate con noi e noi felicissime faremo anche voi. Guardate, toccate, il tutto osservate. Siam due cari matti, siam forti e ben fatti, e come ognun vede, sia merto, sia caso, abbiamo bel piede, bell'occhio, bel naso. Guardate, bel piede, osservate, bell'occhio, toccate, bel naso, il tutto osservate. E questi mustacchi chiamare si possono trionfi degli uomini ben nati d'amor, trionfi degli uomini ben nati d'amor, trionfi ben nati mustacchi.
E voi ridete, certo ridiamo, ma cosa avete?
Già lo sappiamo.
Ridete piano,
parlate in vano.
Ridete piano, 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 piano,
parlate in vano, parlate in vano.
Se vi sentissero, se vi scoprissero, si guasterebbe tutto l'affar, si guasterebbe tutto l'affar.
A che da ridere?
Mi fa da ridere,
la va a dividere,
questo non ridere,
lo vado che parlare. Ridere, sento scoppiare, a che da ridere,
mi fa da ridere,
la va a dividere,
questo non ridere,
lo vado che parlare. Ridere, sento scoppiare,
fa che da ridere,
la questa,
lo ridere, ma so che
in piacere,
sento scoppiare,
sento scoppiare,
sento scoppiare,
sento scoppiare.
Seriousness there, followed by fun. And I always advise newcomers to Mozart to listen especially for the music that's going on in the background, regardless of what's being sung. Now there follows an aria much loved by lyric tenors, Un'aura amorosa. Ferrando sings that love is the sweetest refreshment of all. Here it is in a recording by the late 20th century tenor Leopold Simenow, one of a select few considered to be the equal of John McCormack in their recordings of the aria Il mio tesoro from Don Giovanni. Ferrando is unlucky that neither sister is within hearing distance. This melting music would soften the hardest heart. It's gorgeous. Un aura amoroso. Beautiful singing there of one of the loveliest of all tenor arias. Stimeon Carlin wrote in his poem Epitaph for W.A. Mozart. At his death he was denied his own body. They said it was unknown and threw it into an unmarked grave. We choose to believe he was never buried, never having died. Listen. The composer of the aria we've just heard surely lives forever. It featured incidentally in Jim Sheridan's film My Left Foot. Now the enchanting finale to Act One of Così fan tutte. It has almost 20 minutes of non-stop music. Dennis Forman describes it as the crowning wonder of Act One. It opens with the ladies bemoaning their unhappy fates, singing in unison. Woe is me, I never knew what grief was until now. And I'm sorry if I repeat myself, but here's another gorgeous duet. It said that desperate times call for desperate remedies, and despairing men enter carrying phials of poison. Let arsenic deliver us from the pain of rejection, they sing, as they pretend, in view of the ladies, to swallow the fatal liquid. Alfonso and Despina protest that it would be shameful not to take pity on the by now unconscious ones. A doctor, Despina in disguise, arrives in the nick of time with an antidote to arsenic, a magnet, and she has great fun with it. As Mark Twain might say, it's all sung about in this gorgeous music.
Oh, il medico si può far?
Signor dottore, che si può far? Saper bisogna di una cagione e quinci dinnoli della pozione. Se calda o frigida, se poca o molta, se nulla volta o per in più.
Presa la sedico, signor dottore, venga in la voce e di un sonso se manda giù.
Non vi affannate, non vi turbate, non vi turbate, non vi affannate, non vi affannate, non vi turbate. Ecco la prova di mio virtù.
E mi atti un ferro
We are now at a make-or-break point. The men, semi-conscious, ardently kiss the hands of the goddesses before them. The sisters' resistance, under enormous pressure, it must be said, is weakening. But they battle ferociously against their changing emotions. And as Act One ends, Alfonso feels that the tide is turning in his favour. But there are many twists and turns, all to the sound of music of surpassing beauty, before our opera comes to a close. For now, it's goodbye from me, Jim Ryan, and all at Community Radio Yall. I hope you've enjoyed our first programme of two programmes on Così fan tutte, the opera being performed at the Lismore Opera Festival on June the 3rd and the 4th. I saw it at Covent Garden in 2002, conducted by Sir Colin Davis, with Thomas Allen as Alfonso. It was one of the two most memorable experiences I've had in 50 years of opera going. Give yourself a treat and see it in Lismore. And now I leave you with a sextet from the Act One finale of Così fan tutte. No summary could do justice to this heavenly music.
Viso e la mano
Yeah.